KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, it's cloudy and 49 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and this evening, a high of 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They are your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, a judge has sentenced a Council Bluffs man to 50 years in prison for killing his father. Sean Schendel was sentenced Monday after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter, first-degree robbery, two counts of second-degree theft, unlawful flight to avoid prosecution, and obstruction of justice. Schendel admitted killing Robert Schendel in August of 2015 after his father realized his son had stolen $100 from him. During an altercation, Schendel shot his father with a handgun. He then transferred $15,000 from his father's bank account to his own and drove his father's minivan to Colorado, where he was arrested in Sterling. Prosecutors say that he went to Colorado to buy marijuana from a dispensary to celebrate his 21st birthday. Pot County Attorney Matt Wilbur called it a very sad deal. Atlantic City Administrator John Lund reports Henningsen Construction plans to start milling streets tomorrow as part of the city's 2016 Street and Alley Improvement Project. Lund said the best-case scenario would be to start paving 10th Street close to November 1st. Once crews get to 10th done, Lund says they may leave for a few days to take on a job in Anita and let Precision Concrete Services of Atlantic stay ahead of them. After that, they would come back and do the alleys and parking lots. Earlier this year, you may recall, the Atlantic City Council passed a resolution authorizing the bids for the 2016 street and alley improvements. The projects were finalized for the fiscal year 2016 capital improvement plan. Slightly more than $1 million for the project is being financed by the 2016 bond. $500,000 is being used from the local option sales tax capital improvement streets fund to pay for the remaining projects. Those projects include 10th Street from Sunnyside Lane to Hospital Drive, Olive Street from 7th to 10th, Maple Street overlay from 9th to 10th, the Birch Street overlay from 2nd to 3rd, Walnut and Elm Alley from 4th to 5th, and 3rd to 4th Street Alley from Chestnut to Poplar, other alleys as well in the community. Officials with the Atlantic Community School District are asking patrons of the district to fill out an online survey with regard to the search for a new superintendent. Business manager Mary Beth Fast said the school board wants input from the public on the qualifications they desire for the next superintendent. The person selected will succeed current superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein, who had announced in April he would be retiring at the end of the 2016-17 school year. A link to the survey, which is available until 8 a.m. on November 16th, can be found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials at the Cass County Health System report local residents Connie Wichman and Dick Hensley recently accepted an award on behalf of Cass County communities for 15 years of local participation with the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, or SHIP. Hensley also received an individual award for 10 years of volunteer work with the program. SHIP Director Chris Gross presented the awards. SHIP offers confidential one-on-one counseling throughout Iowa from trained volunteers to help senior citizens make informed decisions about Medicare and other health coverage plans. SHIP appointments are available now during the open enrollment period, and to make an appointment with a SHIP counselor, you can call Carol Schuler at 712-243-7545. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Monday the county fire danger rating will remain high through Thursday, even though we're supposed to receive some rain today and early tomorrow. Wind and continued drying after a short duration moisture will keep fire danger in the high category through Thursday. Predominant fuel at this time is grass and will completely cure and be ready to burn within 1 hour of a rain event. Therefore, burning of any kind is restricted unless approval is received from your local fire chief in Shelby County. Controlled burns that are not reported will result in the fire department being dispatched, and any fires extinguished if they're determined to be unsafe. And again, if you have any questions, you can call 712-755-2124. A Union County woman was arrested on drug charges Monday morning. Creston police say 31-year-old Patricia McPhail of Creston was arrested at 800 West Taylor Street on charges of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. McPhail was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office says an Afton resident reported on Sunday that someone had cut the left rear tire of a 1998 Dodge Durango owned by Megan Short sometime during the day Sunday while the vehicle was parked outside the residence. The loss was estimated at $200. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were four arrests over the weekend. Saturday morning, 33-year-old Zachary Dean Anderson of Glenwood was arrested on Highway 34 near 280th Street for OWI first offense, failure to maintain control. failure to reduce speed to reasonable and proper rate, and speeding. His bond was set at $2,000. 33-year-old Joseph Lawrence Eisenbart of Pacific Junction was arrested Saturday in Mills County for driving under suspension and having no SR-22 insurance. His bond was set at $1,300. Saturday night, 18-year-old Brian Kuhn of Carter Lake was arrested on Highway 34 in Mills County for possession of prescription drug, reckless driving, and child endangerment. He was also wanted on a Pott County warrant for failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $4,000. And Sunday morning, 41-year-old Benjamin Seek of Pacific Junction was arrested for OWI third offense, no insurance, and failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. His bond was set at $5,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on recent arrests. Among them, early Sunday morning, 25-year-old Saul Stillwell of Malvern was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with OWI first offense. Early Saturday morning, 22-year-old Cole Lawrence of McClelland was arrested for OWI first offense after his vehicle was pulled over for having a defective license plate light. Saturday night, a deputy in Pottawatomie County arrested 39-year-old Aaron Hawken of Avoca on a warrant for contempt of court, failure to pay child support. And Friday night, 28-year-old Rachel Jonk of Oakland was arrested at a residence in Oakland on a warrant charging her with probation violation. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department on Monday released details of a drug take-back event that took place this past Saturday at the Council Bluffs Walgreens store. During their four-hour event, dubbed Operation Medicine Cabinet, 206 people anonymously dropped off their unused expired prescription or over-the-counter drugs, which resulted in 320 pounds of total weight of surrendered pharmaceuticals. So far, the department's 13 take-back events since 2010 have resulted in the accumulation of over 4,200 pounds of prescription drugs and over-the-counter medications, with over 2,300 residents participating. The event was held as part of the Drug Enforcement Agency-sponsored National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Elsewhere in state news, farmers made more progress with the harvest in the past week. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The USDA crop report says drier weather gave farmers more time in the fields. That led to a jump in the corn harvest from 33% last week to 52% this week. The soybean harvest moved from 62% completed last week to 77% of the beans now in the bin. The corn harvest still 4 days behind the five-year average, and southeast Iowa is the only area of the state where more than two-thirds of the corn crop has been harvested. The soybean harvest is more than 1 week behind last year and 6 days behind the five-year average. I'm Dar Daniels.
The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.